¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
What up?
Chilling.
Happy New Year, y'all.
Yeah, they pulling on in here, the people that are stuck around. Happy New Year.
What's up?
Let me make sure that everybody's in here. I want to see the number. Okay, there we go, right there. First of all, let me just go through here. And so let me say fuck Drew G. Fuck CFC.
It's the top of the year.
Nah, fuck that. Fuck Albert Morrow. Fuck Eric Lethargue. Whatever his name, Lethargue. Fuck him
too. Where these fucks going?
Man, listen, you got to go through these comments. I'm seeing all the comments live as they come in. Niggas talking mad shit. This is how they starting out the year.
Talking about
he was licking his fingers from all the glizzies he ate from 7-Eleven. Tahir would lead you to the pot of glizzies at the end of the rainbow.
Pot of glizzies? It's not bad.
They said, man, ain't no tech problems. Patty Cakes is finished getting dressed, and Tahir's wrapping up his date with a brisket sandwich. what else? It was some more shit.
Damn.
Yeah. Hey, fuck everybody I said fuck.
I appreciate y'all. I didn't get it too bad. I didn't get it too bad in there.
The crazy thing is, I haven't had a hot dog in hellas, man. I ain't gonna
hold
you.
I was about to say, they got to get all the hot dog and brisket jokes out of here.
Yeah. Yeah. New Year, same brisket. All right, Jay Too Loud. Damn, that's crazy, nigga. We just started. Fuck you, too. Feel like you felt left out, so let me go ahead and give you issue a fuck you to you as well.
How's it been going, man? You looking smaller.
Yeah, man. So I'm on a mission to get down to like 185 right now.
Whoa. Yeah. Okay. Where you at?
Oh, yeah. Actually, the word alternator repair was really funny, though, CFC. That one was really good. Somebody said they running behind because they got to make sure to hear his word alternator.
They had to. That's hella funny.
That one, I had to stop eating. I mean, the fucking pack of tuna, and I had to stop on that one because that one.
They've been writing over the break.
Man, niggas punching it up. Niggas been talking to Roxy. What was that? What's up, Fred? How you doing, man? Damn, Fred said, "How's your husband, Pat?" Okay, now you thought you was in the clear.
We just going into the new year with that, huh? That's crazy. Like, it's weird that my lore is like evolving. Like, I'm married now.
Hey.
Like, there's a storyline going on that I just keep getting updated on.
That's a good man, Savannah.
My lore, apparently I'm married now. Went from chocolate-covered almonds to full-blown marriage.
How was the holidays for you, man?
Holidays were great, man. Just staying TF out of the way. I've just been home gym. Getting into teas now, you know. Thank you. Thanks for pulling up to my show next week, the tea show.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Looking forward to that one.
We did a scout today, so I'm excited. But
okay, all right. I've been outside of like chai tea. I can't really. I mean, unless I'm sick. he is just not appealing to me, man. I've tried multiple times.
I've had a couple going to the tea shops and trying it out, and a couple times it made me nauseous. Mm-hmm. But the other times I just didn't like it. But I understand it now.
Yeah. It still ain't really my thing. But you know, we're gonna get it going next week. So you know, we're gonna get it going. But I just say it ain't really yuck. TV's just taking like residue of what flavor used to be. It's like that's what it is. It's a hot LaCroix is what it is.
No, for real though, it's literally like broth. It's like tea broth. It's mm-hmm. like if tea was the main course and that's what you cooked and everything, tea is like drinking the leftover stuff. That's what it feels like.
A friend, when she's sick, she drinks hot broth. Like, you know how they got like
bone broth?
Yeah, bone broth or chicken broth or beef stock. Like, instead of soup or tea, when she wants something hot and she's sick, she'll just sip that shit out of a mug or a thermos. And I never even thought about it. It never crossed my mind that that's something you can do as an adult because we got free will.
What did she say it was? Like chicken broth?
Yeah, it was like chicken stock. It was literally just like chicken broth.
In the white and blue Swanson carton?
Yep. Heat it up, put it in a mug or a thermos, and just sip that bitch like a meal or like tea.
I don't know, because sipping tea feels like I'm relaxing. I'm sipping tea. Sipping broth feels very caveman-y.
But tea, because we usually either drink something that's sweet or flavorless, and broth has it's not sultry. What is it? It's something's either sweet or
savory.
That's what it is. Savory. Broth is savory, so it just feels wrong sipping broth. But tea isn't sweet either, and it's also not savory. So tea is like in its own little fray. Like it's weird to me.
You're right, though. You are right. Drinking broth. Yeah, the taste of it, the flavor profile is like, especially out of a mug, that feels wrong.
Yeah. But there's nothing wrong with it. Mm-hmm. It's nothing wrong with it, bro. It's like having sex with a midget. It feels wrong, but there's nothing wrong with it.
You mean feel wrong like society-wise or like actually physically feel wrong?
Just physically. Physically.
Okay.
You can pick her up and just put her on your hip and like, so what you trying to do tonight? That just feels wrong.
Can't discriminate, man. Can't discriminate. What's been on your diet? Did you pick up anything new?
No, man. I've just been doing the packs of tuna. I do the starfish little rip and go packs.
You eat it out the pack, like, or you make something with it?
I will put it in a bowl, two of them in a bowl. I'll do a little Greek yogurt, and I'll do like some stone horseradish mustard, some Dijon mustard. And I might season it a little bit, but I'll do that and two boiled eggs.
So you're eating like a seal now. What kind of SeaWorld ass fucking meal is this? That's bro, healthy, you don't want to emphasize some extra stuff, you know, tuna salad, something.
I do it like, so I'll do a pack of the tuna on the salad, or like some spinach and kale, 50-50 blend type shit. But it's really been like that. Blueberries, bananas, a lot of water. Like I'm really trying to get down to that 185 and so I can like build like 10 to 15 pounds of tone and definition so I can live around 200 to 205-ish. So I've been just like really sticking with it, man. Huh?
So you're moving like a boxer.
Man. Hey, listen. it keeps the pockets like it. You know what I'm saying? The little packs of tuna, they be on sale. Sometimes they like $2. Sometimes I catch them, you know, 10 packs for $10. You know, it's easy. I travel with it, you know what I'm saying? I'll be taking little packs with me on the plane. I don't eat it on the plane because that'd be wild work.
Are you eating it multiple times a day, or is this like a once a day thing?
No. I'm eating multiple times a day, just small meals.
Mm-hmm. No, the tuna every time?
Not every time. I do a lot of salad too, and I love a good soup or a good bisque. But the bits they be kind of heavy, so it can be a lot of sugar in like the my favorite used to be a this butternut squash dish with crumbled was like hard cured bacon fried, so it gave you like the savory and the sweet taste. That's fire, but a lot of sugar in that bisque. So
in that bisque, I don't know. I like it. I like it. Yeah. I feel like I have more energy than ever. This is like considered my hell month, but I'm probably gonna keep going. I low key started.
Yeah, man. Why? Well, now, wait. Why is it considered the hell month? What?
Well, I mean, I low-key started last month, but I let myself fail. But it's basically like no bread, no eating late, intermittent fasting, no drinking, like just clean diet, gym every day type stuff.
Yeah. I got to go to Vegas tomorrow. I'll be there from tomorrow to Monday. And I'm not drinking right now either. So I'm just going to just be popping in and out of the events for the bachelor party, because I know them things don't have a ton of alcohol. And I'm just like,
bachelor party in Vegas? Yeah, that's crazy.
It is great because it's the bachelor, bachelorette. So they're doing a dual thing too. So I'm like,
That's a thing? Bachelor and bachelorette? I thought the whole thing was the party separately.
not my homies. They like to party together. So I can't get mad at it. It's going to be a good time. But I ain't even staying at the same hotel as them, because I know the niggas would be crazy. I ain't going to be drinking like that, man. I got shit to do. I'm taking my workout clothes. I got a membership at Planet Fitness. So I can go to anyone in the country. So when I be on the road, I find them and I drive them, and I do two a day sometimes. Nice. I'm really trying to do it. I save money when I'm at the gym, so I just like it.
You save money when you're at the gym?
Yeah, because I ain't out spending that shit.
That's every
time
you
go outside, you're spending some money. Every fucking time. Even if you just like go around the block, you spend some money on gas. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You potentially spend the money if somebody hits you, even if you're not at fault, you got to still pay the deductible. So, like, okay, guys, I almost fucked up bisque. Okay, I know how to say it correctly. Everybody fuck up A9. Y'all be acting like y'all don't be fucking up. I can't wait to find out what some of you motherfuckers work at and just come at your job and just look at you and just see if you do everything correct the whole time. Let me see. The moment you misstaple something, I'm on your motherfucking ass.
Some of them are on YouTube watching us right now.
Yeah, let me email some of y'all managers so they let them know what y'all the fuck going on, man. And we got a couple icebreakers real quick, man, before we get into it. Where is it at? Oh yeah, these little quick ones are good. So are you the text back immediately or wait on purpose type of person?
That's a crazy thing that we even do. I feel like that's for people who consciously think about it, and they're like, I'm going to text back in a while, so they think I'm busy. Or like, you know, if I'm literally doing something where I can't text, I might look at it and be like, okay, my first moment. And I've forgotten. But it's never a thing where like, all right, I see it, I can text back now, but I'm going to wait so they think I'm cool. Like, I don't get it. I love people that text right back.
I can appreciate it. And I used to be a super quick texter, but that was before I learned to like have boundaries and say no to shit. Like people are like, yo, can you do this? Just say, yeah. But now I'm like, let me think about it. I might not want to do that. So I'll forget that. And I love how Apple now, or the iPhones have these scheduled text messages. Cause I'll see it somebody's birthday, but it'd be like 2 hours before 12 a.m. I schedule that bitch right at 12:01. So soon as 12:01 hits, they get the text message. Now, what I wish they did have was, you ever read a message like, okay, I'm going to unread this, swipe it over, so you go back to it and remember to respond. I wish they prompted you when you did that. It was like, do you want a reminder to respond to this in 20 minutes? You know, like, I wish we had that, because that should be a game changer. Because I can't tell you the number of times I done went back and saw I was supposed to reply to something 2, 3, 4 days ago. I was like, fuck. Completely forgot.
Is that a thing though? Like reminders to text back to people?
If it is, I don't know how to do it on the iPhone. I've never seen that feature before. All I know about is the text later or schedule your text feature. But that reminder would be game changer, especially for text.
Right.
That would be a game changer. Because you get it on emails. Google will let you know, hey, it's been a couple of days. You want to reply back to this person, or do you want to follow up in this email? If they had that for text messages, it's nigga game changer, bro.
Damn, I need to turn that on, whatever that Google thing is.
Are you a block or muter?
What's the difference? What's the difference?
I got a theory. Guys don't be blocking people.
What you mean?
Guys, we'll block some niggas, some hating ass niggas for sure. But like a chick, especially an old chick that you used to talk to, niggas don't be blocking old chicks, dog.
So they mute them?
Sometimes they'll mute them. Sometimes they just don't respond, but they don't be blocking. It takes a lot for a guy, I think, to block somebody. Women can block niggas with no hesitation. Strong the block game. Tony's different, though. Tony will block everybody, but he got a million to 2 million people hitting him up. But my block game is getting strong. I used to just mute, but I'll go clean off on you and then block you.
So mute is like you can't see them or your followers can't see them either.
Mute is they can't engage with you. Usually if a person is muted, they don't see your content on their algorithm. They don't see your stories. If they do try to comment, it goes dark. It's hidden. You would have to unhide it. But they can go to the page and they still see it and they think it's up, but nobody else will see it. Just you and that person.
Oh, but you still see it.
You can because it's hidden. So if you scroll down further enough and you hit hidden comments, it'll pop up there.
Is that who's in hidden?
That's not the only people in there. Sometimes it's hidden in there because of language. If you have any words in that harmful thing. So, yeah. Oh, John messed up on yo. He said, yo, what's up, Scary Squad? You see how that shit feels? Motherfucking mess up. You see how
that feels? Damn.
John, I don't even think you was a person talking shit. I just wanted to point it out. Because they so
he was just saying, what's up?
He was saying, go. Damn, what's up, Scary Squad? What's up, to hear, Pat?
You sorry, didn't deserve that, John. Tahir was just made fun of because of his speech.
I wish it was Drew G. I wish it was his ass.
He's feeling insecure today. I don't really, I mean, I block people who are being crazy, but I don't think I've ever muted somebody. I don't think I knew what that meant.
Ah, my mute game was real strong. Mute game.
Then there's the option to bloop, block, and mute, right?
Well, if you block, there's no need to mute them.
Oh, no, it's block and report.
Mute could just be, I want to put this person on ice. They pissed me off in the comments, or I saw them last night, they pissed me off. I'm going to mute them. I just don't want to engage with them for a little bit, right? They're now blocked, right? Because when you block somebody or you unfollow them, then you have to refollow and they might see it. And now it's going to get even weirder. But you mute somebody, it's like, let me just put you on ice real quick. I'm going to put you in the back of the freezer. I'll see you when it's time, you know what I'm saying, to defrost something else. I don't want to see you right now. You on ice.
Right. Someone said mute family, block everyone else.
Yeah. I can see that.
Why would you do that? I'm wilding out on that. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
He and then what? Like he was just like he would come in and he would like type amen and he would like try to throw a scripture or something. Like, hey man, watch out, man. We heathens over here, my boy. Don't come over here with that shit.
We heathens
over here. I'm talking about pussy popping on the handstand. Don't come over here talking about the bread. Hey man, go on, get the fuck up out of here with that, man. What the fuck you talking
about? We heathens over here.
Hey.
Dropping in and saying amen on anybody's comment is crazy. Like what? You didn't cover that. Did you see the video?
Was like, hey, you're scaring the hoes, nigga. What are you doing, bro? What are you trying to do, bro? You got to find another place. These is like just going to the stripper. I don't know what they would have been back then. I don't know where the what they hung out in back then. Where? Or the bars. They just be like, yeah, Jesus up in here. You know what I'm saying? Now he hung with the people and on the 101. You know what I'm saying? They be coming in loud.
You think Jesus
Christ compels you? Like, hey, yo, whose man is this, bro? He wilding right now.
Do we have like evidence on if did Jesus like drink for real? Like, was he in bars?
They said Jesus was in the streets. You know what I mean? Like, he went to the streets to save people. He wasn't in a church with the people that's already saved. Like, if he's supposed to be, you know, bringing more people to his father, then you got to be in the streets, my boy. He probably threw a couple back.
What if he like gotten in any fist fights?
Not with 12 niggas. They better not have let Jesus get rocked. That'd be crazy as fuck.
Maybe on the come up.
My homeboy, you know I'm the son of Christ, and he let somebody run up on me and sock me. Nigga, you going to hell. Both you niggas going to hell. I'm not dying for y'all. Nah, fuck all that. You crazy? I got hoes watching my feet with their hair. You let this nigga rip off on you, crazy as fuck, boy. Fuck wrong with you?
Unless it was in the early story, you know, how like Franklin in Snowfall was, he had to fight himself in the first few episodes and then he got his crew, you know? So maybe Jesus on the come up had to throw a few biblical hooks.
Hey, let me ask you this. Read receipts on or off? Or is it off for certain people or on for certain people?
I didn't know you can do that. I'll always keep them off because why add disrespect when there isn't? You know,
that for me would be like the first one I had, the either or when it asks text back immediately or wait on purpose. If I got your read receipt on and I want you to know I saw that shit and I intentionally didn't, that's when I would do it. I would turn the read receipt on and be like, oh, I'm finna fuck with this motherfucker.
Just so and that then they
the next
know
couple
you
days just let you see that motherfucker. Yeah, red. Ain't saying shit. Everybody saying off, always off, always off.
Have you really done that though? Have you turned them on just so that somebody could?
Nigga, you know the Force? Petty is like the Force for me.
In Star Wars?
Yes, nigga. And I'm Anakin, nigga. The Force, the Petty is strong with this one, nigga. It's so strong with me because I was raised in the church. I wasn't raised like that. So I got a lot of making up to do.
That's
like,
fucking funny. Are you working on that? That's fucking funny. That is great.
I'm just letting it go, bro. You know what's crazy? I was talking to Keenan Baker, and he told me he had talked to Roxy, and it was just talking about life and comedy and shit like that. And he was like, yeah, you know, this year I want to just do things a little differently. And he was saying that how Roxy was like, yo, you should talk to Chat. You know, Chat can pull all the information about you from the internet and just know who you are, especially if you're using a feature like where you can like let your chat get to know you better. Mm-hmm. And so she asked her chat, like, why isn't Keenan Baker famous or why is he bigger or something like that? And it came back with like basically a breakdown. And Keenan was like, yo, Keenan Baker is a very talented comedian and writer. Works with these people. He is viewed by many as hilarious, but he plays it safe. He'd be very opinionated. He can be very stern in his belief, but he typically takes the safe path. And so I did the same thing, typed it in. It was like, damn, you know. And it's crazy what I got back were the things that I had been struggling with for years. Like last year, in December, I sometimes would send Kev a video before I post, be like, yo, is this too much? Because I'm trying to be mindful, you know, so much stuff that you don't want to say and step on toes or come off too harsh. And the set that I'm doing right now, stand-up wise, is so authentically me that it's confirmation of what Chat kind of said to Keenan and said to me. And also just trusting in myself and leaning into, like, I'm never going to be overtly disrespectful. But I've definitely rode the line, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, I don't have a dog in this fight, so I don't really give a fuck either way. But I'm just, you know, just play it safe. Like, on some Kevin Hart shit, right? Like, Kevin Hart before, he was big Kevin Hart, definitely was way more opinionated. And you could tell, like, you know, where he kind of was. But, like, now he's just, like, the business man, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You can't ask this nigga that's gonna throw a question that's gonna throw him off in the interview. And I ain't saying I wanna like be completely opposite of that, but like I do want to be at a place where more people know what I would and wouldn't do, where I do and where I don't stand on certain shit. And so like now it's like
it's good advice though.
Yeah, just leaning into it, man. So you know
that's good advice. I remember when Keenan told me that, I did the same thing and the chat told me the same shit.
Yeah.
it was like playing it safe, does a bunch of things, you know. So I was like, is that like a good general answer or do
man,
we
wait, you got the exact same thing too?
Yeah. So I was was that a really good general answer because we put out so much content it's hard for ChatGPT to say exactly what the problem is, or do we just have similar issues? Because that could be the case too. You can't take that off the table.
Yeah, that I mean, both of those things could be true, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I do feel like for me, that was pretty accurate, and that's what I've kind of been leaning in and leaning toward. And also, just I've been getting a lot more content across my timeline. People standing 10 toes down on certain shit, like, because people can have selective outrage about so many things. This one dude, I forget his name, Will something, from the East Coast. He always roasting people and shit in the videos. And this gay dude was going back and forth with him, was like, yo, you only saying that because I'm gay, or you said I was gay or something. He's like, I said you was gay because you gay. That ain't got shit to do with how you dress and how, oh, the dude's voice was super, super like, he's like, nigga, you ain't got to talk like that just because you gay. That voice didn't automatically come because you was gay. You choosing to talk like that. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm talking about. He's like, hey, you can't dress. How I'll dress you? And you a gay nigga. That don't make no sense. And he was just going down, going off on him. And in a climate such as today, you know what I'm saying? That could be very risky. That could be very risky. But when he broke it down, like, man, I don't give a fuck about your sexuality. Be gay. I don't give a fuck about that. But don't act like that's your natural voice. That's what I'm talking about, nigga. And it was, you couldn't deny the facts. I was like,
but there's a clear split in the audience. Yes. You either hear that and you're like, he's right, or you say, that's, I don't agree with that. And that, the weird part about what we do is that that is more ideal than what we're more accustomed to, which is being more well-rounded and not trying to offend anybody, which is great. You know, I think it makes you likable by most people, but I think that if that's who you truly are, it's, I feel like it's tough for us, you know, cause I also don't want to lie and go on a side that I don't really fully back just because I want to like split people. So it's a weird happy medium, but when you think about the biggest people on content, it's like they either are, you know, have people that hate them or they have people that love them. It's not really in the middle, you know?
That's the next thing that I was going to say. And probably the final point that I make about this is like, I spent a lot of time worried about that. What if people don't like it? What if, you know, people turn against? And the reality of it is like clips can always be taken out of context. It's one that's going on making his rounds on Instagram right now between these two comics going back and forth, and then another video surfaced. You're like, oh wait, what's going on here? And so just because you seen that clip doesn't mean one, the whole clip was uploaded. It could have been a part of that clip. It could have been edited. The narrative could have been strengthened by what was put, and that's why that person did that. But also, it is no way you can just please everybody.
Yeah.
There's no way you can please everybody, number one. Number two, why would you even care? Like, I ain't saying why would you care, but I don't like everybody. How I'm going to expect everybody to like me? Exactly. I don't like it. I don't like everybody. A lot of people I don't like. Not a lot, but it's a list. I would have to write the names down. I couldn't remember them all. You know, it's a list. But then it's like, I can't expect everybody to like me or fuck with me or like my style of comedy or, you know, whatever the fuck. And I don't like everybody. That's just not realistic. We're not made that way. So those things are what I'm really like just meditating on and accepting and letting them fall into place in my life where they need to. So I'm not walking around feeling like I got to be walking on eggshells. I'm still going to be cognizant of the conversations that I have. And what I'm really trying to do is not answer so quickly. Like we live in an instant society with Instagram and instant gratification and, you know, watching TV with our phone in the hand and just wanting more and more and just being the first and the fastest. Nah, man, I'm going to start taking my time responding to questions, responding to comments, you know. I'm not going to just have such a knee-jerk reaction with responses. I just take my time with it and make sure I say what the fuck I really want to say.
Yeah. As long as you stand in 100 on what you actually believe, then there's really no way to be taken out of context. That's one thing I noticed, that people who are really polarizing, you can't really take them out of context. The people who are in danger of being taken out of context are like how you and I are now. If you play it safe, you can cut something and be like, is he talking about this when he's not? But if you think about polarizing people like Kanye, there's no way, if you cut up what he's saying, and there's no way somebody's going to be like, I think he's talking about being a Nazi. It's like, no, he was 100% doing that.
Yeah.
He was fully, there was no way to take that out of context. But people who are kind of like playing the middle, you could chop out a part of their point to make them feel like they're polarizing. And then that's when people start attacking them. So I feel like as long as you go 100 for what you actually believe in, you'd be okay.
Yeah, for sure. And I feel like those things that I was just talking about, the constant evolution with my health journey and therapy are going to be so essential going forward in this upcoming year. And just want to let people know this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. And in 2026, man, I'm really just I'm embracing who I really am, and I'm letting go of a lot of the fears and the thoughts of mishaps and what ifs and all of that. I'm letting all of that go because I feel like it's just weighed me down for so long. And I just want to encourage everybody with this new year, take that opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Let go of some of the stuff that was holding you down. If it hasn't happened yet and you're still worried about it from 3, 4, 5 years ago, why are you letting that weigh you down? Let that go. And one of the great things that I've discovered through my journey in therapy is that we will completely concoct the situation and fears and doubts and just self-defeat on our own, things that never have a possibility of realistically happening. So I'm doing my best to let a lot of that go. I'm not trying to take any of that into 2026 with me. I'm trying to feel so much lighter, and I'm still working with my therapist every week. I have therapy every Tuesday, and it's just not something that I don't consider part of my life. It is part of my routine. It is part of my schedule. I schedule stuff around that because it's been so influential in this new mindset and the way that I'm moving, the way I interact with people, the way I handle conflict, the way I think about conflict, the way I think about taking my time before I respond. I owe a lot of that to therapy. And I think a lot of men definitely need to approach it, if for nothing else than that, how we respond. It just says a lot. And one of my favorite quotes is from Toni Morrison. Arthur says, "When a man angers you, he conquers you." And if someone could just anger you from a conversation, and not saying that conversation can't get spirited, not saying that conversation can't get emotional, but when they anger you, they know they got you. They can say words that make you jump out of your seat and throw a fit and raise your voice and curse. Like, I just don't want to be in that space. Not saying that I ever was, but I don't want to even want to be close to that. And so with therapy, I've been really learning to let go of the things that were weighing me down, take my time when responding, take my time with who I invite in my personal space, who I'm giving my time to. And I owe a lot of that to my therapist. And I want to encourage you guys to check out BetterHelp because they have quality therapists that are working according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the U.S. And that therapist match commitment is amazing. They do such a good job at initially matching you with a therapist so they can focus on your therapy goals. It's just a short questionnaire that helps identify your needs and your preferences. And with their 12 plus years of experience and industry leading match fulfillment rate, it means that they typically get it right on the first time. However, if for any reason you're not satisfied or you want to switch therapists, you can do that at any time. All right. They have 30,000 therapists. BetterHelp is one of the world's largest online therapy platforms, having served over 5 million people globally. And it works, with an average of 4.9 out of 5 stars for a live session based on over 1.7 million client reviews. So you can't step into a lighter version of yourself without leaving behind what's been weighing you down. Therapy can help clear space for you. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com/DIYS. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DIYS. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, what y'all got to say in the chat now, huh? That was no stumbles.
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? We're getting there.
I was just talking to my stream last night about like emotional control, because there's this video that went viral. It was a dude who was talking about how like 1 minute that lasted less than 5 minutes cost him 20 years of his life. And he missed the birth of his son. He missed his daughter's like 22nd to 22nd birthday. He missed like, he lost 100K in legal fees because like of like an argument that turned into a fight. And then he grabbed a gun, 20 years, just like that. And the power, especially like in the Black community, the power of certain words, like, like in our community, it's like the word bitch. Like, ooh, especially in LA and gang culture, it's almost like a free pass. Like if you want, you could be the most ancient nigga ever, and it could be like somebody who has everything going for him. If they throw the word bitch out, it's like, bro, all right, you have to do something.
What's crazy about that is that it's regional based sometimes, because in New Orleans, they say, "What's that, bitch?" They say that to their homies.
Passing.
That's like nigga for them. That's a term of endearment. It's so crazy because they also say that like on the East Coast in certain areas too. But it's like it's so crazy because even in those places, the right inflection carries a different
right
type of meaning. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So somebody you could have said "what's happening, bitch" a million times,
right?
But the one time somebody saying "you acting like a bitch,"
now it's just like, all right,
that's a switch, and now you're like,
do I go to jail or do I just take an ego hit? Then niggas will not take an ego hit for their life. It's crazy. They're like, man, I'd rather look cool in this room than be free for the rest of my life.
And it's crazy because, like I was talking about earlier with that video that's floating around Instagram and other social media platforms, like if you walk away, right? Yeah, it might look like that person punked you or got one off or whatever. However, you could be defending yourself, rightfully so. But if a person starts filming after you threw the first punch, it looks like you're the aggressor.
Yeah.
That could be the evidence used in court against you. Right. So like you say, are you willing to take the ego blow? Are you willing to risk it all to fight for your name? And I ain't saying that you shouldn't stand up for your name. It's obviously a case by case scenario, but
sure.
All right, bro. One of the reasons I'm going so hard on this workout tip is like, I feel like something big is on the way. I'm not working all these years previously to not be ready for it, mentally, emotionally, or physically. When that call or the email comes, I want to be ready. Yeah. And that meant, in a lot of instances, removing myself from the places I used to be. Man, I haven't been a blind barber in a couple months, but every time I stop in there just to celebrate somebody's birthday or just say what's up, because I haven't been drinking them, but they'd be like, man, when you coming back? I'm not. One of the things I really did in the last 6 months prior to the year ending, I started looking at Tony and I started looking at Kev, and I was like, what are they doing that I'm not? They ain't going out like that. They ain't out every night partying, hanging out. Even if I go to a comedy show, if I go to the bar afterwards, if they got a show, they do their show, they go back. I'm not putting myself, no longer am I putting myself in situations that could lead to over drinking. And even though I might have had a tolerance, if I get pulled over and I'd have had 3-4 shots, and I know I'm good, right? Because I know what it takes for me to get. I don't know what puts me over the legal limit. I don't know how many drinks that is that puts me over the legal limit, because I don't drink mixed drinks, right? Also, let's say if I had two shots and a glass of wine, is it that? But I'm not willing to take it. I'm not willing to take that risk anymore. I'm either going to catch a car or I'm just going home. I'd rather drink at home. It's cheaper if I'm going to drink, but I don't even keep alcohol in the house anymore because I don't want to just have it around and forget what the course I'm on. So, when I tell you, bro, like I started looking at them, like, okay, cool. I'm gonna try this for a month. I'm gonna try this for 2 months, and now it's just a part of my lifestyle. And I ain't mad about it at all, bro.
Man, I gotta thank the dudes from Dormtainment for that. Roman Cam. I went to Seattle last year, they were just on some like, man, we don't party, we don't drink, we go to sleep early, and we embrace it. We embrace the boring part of it because I'd rather be up early. And ever since I started doing that, I'm like, man, being up early is so much better because it's not as fun, but it's like unlocking extra hours, which are typically on the flip side, which would be like 11 to 2 a.m. That's just, you don't really get anything done. You just kind of like relax and do whatever in that. But then when it's in the morning, you don't want to do whatever. You just kind of, even if you're like just stretching or just, you know, chilling or working out or whatever, it's like, it's just different. Mm-hmm. And I like embracing the boring part. That's why I didn't go out New Year's Eve. I was like, thank you guys for the invite, but I am going to be boring as hell. I want to cook. I want to cook and go to sleep early now.
But bro, you know what? I've seen a number of posts and articles about how this new generation is drinking less and less than the generations prior to, and how the liquor companies and distributors, you know, all of them, their numbers, their LY numbers are down. Sales are down across the board. It's finally catching on. And Tony said years ago in one of his sets, he was like, he go out and people are like, you ain't drinking? Like, no, I ain't drinking. Like, why you ain't drinking? Like, why are you mad that I ain't putting poison in my body? Like, why does that bother you?
Right.
But also, like, it's you just realize, like you said, like, I want to be more productive. I love waking up and working out. I like to be on my hike by 8 at the latest. And, you know, I was doing the hiking group. I kind of fell back on that because people would come 10 minutes late, 15 minutes late, 20 minutes late. And you want to wait for them because we built this community. Now, I say, what's up in the group and all of that. And I started the group. I ain't.
Conceptually, it is a great thing to do as a group because you're motivating each other. But hiking is also such a, like, quiet and like peaceful thing too, you know. So I could see why, like, between like the scheduling and just how it aligns with actually hiking might not be the best.
I like hiking was the first thing I started doing that was active that I really enjoyed the physicality. I still hate the gym, nigga. I hate the gym, but I be in that motherfucker working because I'm like, fuck it. If I'm going to be here, I'm going to make it worth my time. I'm not going in here and I ain't going to half-ass it. I ain't going up here and only spending 25 or 30 minutes when I know I need to be in here an hour and 15 or an hour and 30. I'm going to do the fucking work. If I'm going to sacrifice the time of getting dressed, driving up there, finding parking, walking up, I'm going to do the fucking work. But I always feel empowered afterwards. So much so, like, that discipline is more rewarding than going, or the upset of going.
The discipline never regret it.
Is more important to me, and also the reward of feeling accomplished and know that I'm working toward that goal, bro. My shirt gonna be off by the summer, nigga. I ain't never just lifting my shirt up because my stomach was hot. Like, I ain't never did that for no other reason. Or just like, because, oh, this bitch stuck in this role, right? I ain't never just lifted it up just on the flex, like, what's up? What we doing?
Right.
Man, I was going to see what that feel like. For the first time in almost 42 years, I'm finna be a nigga that can do this. And be
do the scratch.
Nigga, like, shit, man, what we finna do, man? What, y'all trying to get something to eat? That's no hitch. I just want you niggas to see I've been out here.
That's good, man. That's so dope to hear, man.
I'm just excited about that, man. I'm excited about it. We got a couple dope ass stories, man. We're gonna get into these, but right before we do, I just want to talk to the fellas real quick. Fellas, tune in, man. Listen, I don't want y'all to think that because it's a new year, everything has changed about us. Cause your boy's still out here. You know what I'm saying? Still getting them big packs. Still getting them big packs of that blue chew. You know what I'm talking about? Here's my thing with blue chew. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you knew there was a chewable tablet out there that could, you know what I'm saying? If you want to be the talk of the group chat, you know what I'm saying? If you want to stand up while you're putting it down, you picking up what I'm putting down? You need to check out this Blue Chew, man, because I'm telling you, it's out here changing lives. And they took it to the next level. Blue Chew Gold is the newest innovation from the number one chewable ED brand. And this ain't your grandpa's little blue pill. This is the 4-in-1 beast that's setting the gold standard for performance. We're talking two ingredients for blood flow to keep that rocket pumping. All right, do you understand what I'm saying? This is about arousal and the connection from the brain to the body. It is peak passion and peak performance in a single tablet. Blue Chew Gold dissolves under your tongue and works in as little as 15 minutes. That means you can get it on quicker and stay in the game longer. Elevation without hesitation. That's all we're talking about, baby. That's all we're talking about. So, fellas, if you're trying to be in that bedroom stroking like an Olympic swimmer, you know what I'm talking about? If your bed could talk after this and it asks for a break after that first section, if you want that type of lifestyle, then you need to go ahead and head on over to Blue Chew. You know what I'm talking about? It's what we got for you. And you know, listen, if we're telling you about it, you know we got a deal for you. Make life easier by getting harder and discover your options at BlueChew.com. And you know we got that special deal for our listeners. Get 10% off your first month. A Blue Chew Gold with the code DIYS. That promo code again is DIYS. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and the more important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast. We thank y'all, as always, for rocking with us. You feel me?
Shout out to the Chew.
Shout out to the Chew. You know what I mean? So,
it's on the ducky
Domino's. In Japan, tried pizza delivery by reindeer.
Around Christmas? That is adorable. However, give me my damn pizza. Like, what? Do that for marketing. Like, can you imagine if your shit was 3.5 hours late and a fucking reindeer pulled up?
Bro, that's my first thought, right? I'm going to read the story, but my first thought is like, if they ain't got a little oven or something to really keep that piece of warm, that little box ain't gone. I ain't trying to do that, bro.
And that's like one pizza in their tops. Not even okay. Making multiple stops.
In 2016, Domino's Pizza Japan announced a surprise experiment testing pizza delivery by reindeer. Domino's even showed reindeer being trained with GPS trackers, with plans for them to carry pizzas or pull small sleighs. The experiment didn't last long. The reindeer proved too unpredictable.
Wandering off
and failing to stop where they were supposed to, Domino's quietly scrapped the plan before it ever became a real service, turning the idea into more of a clever publicity stunt than a true delivery method. Bro,
there were no people involved. It was just the reindeer. I thought at it was
point,
like
I guess at one point they were trying to train them to listen to the directions, I guess, from the GPS and just go
and
that
they
way.
Just went off and did reindeer shit.
Right. They did reindeer shit. Bro, come on, bro. Like, I would try that with an animal that has been certified to take directions like chimps. You know what I'm saying? With the army or NASA going to top. So, reindeer? Nigga, we ain't crazy. Never heard of reindeers being that type of responsive, bro. Like,
and
that's
what?
Number one. Number two, as a customer, just keeping it real, I don't want to open my door and see a fucking reindeer, bro.
Or an animal, any type of animal Wait. Delivery service is disgusting.
What are we doing? What are we? Come on, bro. They didn't think that one off.
They're going to go to the front desk of apartments and be like, hey, can you let me up to level 12? Like, find the door. Like, what are we doing? That's crazy. And Santa had like 10 of them niggas. You mean to tell me that it's just one at a time? We don't know how fast they are individually.
Right. Bro, that was, come on, man. Come on, Dom. I don't know how that got off the board table. Like somebody should have been on a personal improvement plan. They should have got a PIP for suggesting that.
I'm not gonna lie, the idea sounds American. I'm kind of disappointed in Japan right now because their ideas are usually way better than this. This sounds like some shit that we did.
I can't even say it was hard for what did you say? It was hard for them to get certain regions. Maybe is that why they were trying it? Like for certain rocky terrain or mountainous terrain, they thought that the reindeer would be for hard to get to regions. Nah, fuck that. Just hold off on the drones, baby. I'd rather chance it with the drone than the reindeer.
A drone with some like jingle bells on it. Like, give me that, you know, put a red nose on the drone.
You know what I'm saying? That makes the Domino's tracker a lot more fun. Me seeing this fucking reindeer on the Domino's tracker doing this, I'm like, why is he in a cave? Why did he make it stop at a cave? Oh, bro, I don't want to see
that. But flying to you is actually more Christmas than anything. Not a reindeer just walking. What is he, stopping at red lights and shit? that's the least fun version of a reindeer.
He sees some grass and get completely sidetracked and just start going to work on the ground. I'm like, man, this nigga wilding right now. Who do you even complain to?
Them niggas
Who's over the complaint department of the reindeers, bro?
He was taking cigarette breaks and shit.
It's Santa. He's like, yeah, I like to make it. I'm off.
You didn't tip me.
I'm off. I'll let me in December. I'm off right now.
I'm disappointed, Japan. Come on.
Okay. We got this Yukon bar that serves whiskey with a real human toe.
Shut the hell up.
I'm gonna let you do this one, Pat, because this sounds like something that would be on Planet Sandwich anywhere.
I hope that's not a real photo. So there's a bar in the Yukon that serves a sour toe cocktail, a shot of whiskey with a human toe floating in the glass. Okay. Sourdough Saloon at the Downtown Hotel, Dawson City, Yukon, Canada. A shot of high-proof liquor, like whiskey, with a dried, mummified human toe. Originated from a story about a rum runner's frostbitten toe preserved in alcohol during prohibition. To finish the drink and join the club, you must let your lips touch the toe. Swallowing it results in a hefty fine. Okay, multiple toes have been used over the years, often donated due to frostbite or injury, and are preserved for the drink. Oh, so people are just donating toes. And you're supposed to let it touch your lips, which is the craziest ritual I've ever heard of in my life. And they even had to say, don't swallow it or you pay us.
So that also means that they're reusing the same toe multiple times.
Touching everybody lips?
Yep. You finish your drink. They probably rinse it off, put it back in some alcohol that sterilizes. But many lips didn't touch that toe.
Many floors. That shit was making a nigga walk around in the snow at some point.
Yeah. I thought that they did tell you that the social club is a foot fetish club.
It has to. Why? I didn't think we ever wanted to do that. Okay, maybe you know this. What is the whole thing with liquor and like it's usually like what, a snake or a scorpion? Like, what is the whole thing about something dangerous or something in the liquor while you're drinking it?
Hey, man, I don't know. I've only seen those type of things put in tequila. And I just thought that it was meant to be like, yo, Mexico is badass, man. They don't be fucking around down there. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's the only thing I ever concluded it to. I had no idea, like, whiskey with the snake coiled all in a bottle, or
because that's even weird for me. But I just didn't get it. Is it like a hint of snake, a hint of
She said snakes and worms are added to some types of liquor primarily for marketing, novelty, and as a nod to the regional traditions rather than for inherent flavor or effect. It said it was mostly involved with brands of mezcal, not tequila, excuse me, and often involves moth lava. Rather than
the babies?
Than actual worms.
And it doesn't do anything? It's just to be gross?
I almost would prefer the worm than than the burp nut sack of a moth.
Moth larva is the worst option because I feel like that's the one you can accidentally drink too. Like you could probably give it back and they'd be like, oh, there's only 12 in there. And you'd be like, how many were there?
Hey, miss me with all of that.
Yeah, I'm definitely good on that. But I mean, it's gross with bugs and snakes. So the fact that it doesn't do anything and we elevate it to human parts is insane. And people are donating. Like, why would you want your toe sloshing around in somebody's drink? Is that the moth larva?
Yeah, I think I'd take the toe over the moth. I ain't gonna hold you.
Nah.
I think I'd take the toe. This is my thing.
Human?
That toe? I've seen my toes every day, as far as my memory can go back, right? I'm familiar with toes. I'm not one of those people. I know there are people who get freaked out. I don't like toes. My homegirl, Ayo, she don't do feet. Don't put your feet on her. Don't play with them. She don't do that shit at all, right? Don't do no bugs, baby. Tia don't do no bugs. I ain't scared of bugs.
You just need edibly.
I've eaten crickets. I had the crickets, the flavored crickets and shit like that. I've done that. I don't do so bugs.
You like do bugs.
I tried it once. His thing. I'm not one to back away from a lot of dares, Pat.
That was a dare? Okay. Let me ask you this, because I wonder this too. If you vacation by yourself, uh-huh, and you go up to like a street vendor and they're like, scorpions, ants, all that stuff, would you try it just to try it? Or if you're by yourself, like just not even like for vlogging or anything, just by yourself.
There are certain things I would try. I would try ants. Like a lot of ants, like maybe crisp, but like salted, like salt and vinegar. I feel like salt and vinegar would be good on like some black ants. I feel like that should be popping. I would try a tarantula leg if the hair was burnt off. Like if it's singed off, like it just, I want to see if it tastes like pork rinds, if it's more like a corn nuts flavor. Like I would be interested in that. Right?
No abdomen?
Yeah, no abdomen. No. It just got to be legs. I can't see because it don't matter how they say they cooked it. I'm still going to think it's going to be goozing out. Like, like somebody's biting into it. Like, yeah. And that would fuck me up, man. Damn. Yeah, like, shout out to Ronnie. Ted don't do bugs, baby. Scorpion, I don't know, bro. I don't know about the scorpion port, man.
But the Rock ate one in The Mummy. He made it look good. The Rock ate one in The Mummy. It looked delicious. Like,
it would have been on the space.
Yeah,
I don't know. That was actually pretty gross. I don't know.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. That same question, but instead you're by yourself, it's like in the context of a show, like a travel show.
Well, remember when we did that story on the mosquito burger patty?
Yeah.
They caught all of them. Hear me out. After they cooked it, I was like,
that black ass mosquito bug patty? Nah, okay. even the dude was like, nah, this is awful.
Listen, with some sharp cheddar cheese on top and some sprinkles of feta underneath, that bit look like it would be a fire ass burger. I mean, that bit look like it might be a little fire. It's gonna be tender because mosquitoes are always working their muscles, they always flying and shit like that. That little bit, mosquito brisket.
I want to do travel stuff. I never want to do one with any type of tribe. I'm just going to throw that out there. Any type of tribe. Because, you know, like if they have some, I feel like I never want to put myself in a position where if I don't want to eat a certain food, they'll get offended.
You don't want to be disrespectful. Mm-hmm.
Disrespect, you could probably find that in non-tribal areas. But that type of disrespect almost seems like they'll do something to you. Like they'll kidnap you or cut you up if you don't eat their crazy shit. So I don't want to say.
I saw this video a couple days ago. This dude was in Dubai and he was trying camel hump for the first time.
Hump? It's not just fat and water?
Nah. I gotta see if I can find a video, bro. I'm not gonna hold shit.
It was that nasty?
It was different, bro.
Would you think it would be worse than if they were like, these? This is camel balls or like camel schlong, but it's a delicacy.
The texture, and then when he was pulling it apart, it had like some slime, and the viscosity of it just looked like.
Nice word.
I don't know, bro. I don't know if I'd be able to do the camel hump. Because, you know, I told you about that place in San Diego that has a camel burger.
No. Camel meat? Out here? Where do you get that? Yeah. Have you had it?
No, I didn't get a chance to go.
What do you know about camel
before. I've been there before. When I went before, I had the bison burger, a bison patty. I had, I think, a veal patty, and I did something else. I don't know if they had the camel then. I think I had, it might have been gator. Might have been some gator bison. I didn't try the camel, bro.
Is it authentic? Like, would having camel in California be like having Mexican food in Wisconsin? Like, I don't. Would you want your first camel burger to be here? I feel like if I was going to do that, it would be in the like Sahara or somewhere in Africa. Where they do it for real.
Where they do it for real, right? Like that, like, I don't know though, because I saw that viral video of that, the one you did on Planet Sandwich about the brisket corn dog with the cheese in the middle. Ooh. I don't give a fuck where they do that. I'll try that.
But yeah, that's one of those things that would be good wherever there's good brisket, right? You can't really mess up the cheese part, but I mean, we might not even get as good camel as you can get.
Okay, here we go. Let me see if I can. Hold on. Actually, you know, Hippie, should I send it to you? Hippie,
it still looks like the hump.
They gonna need to see this. They gonna need to see.
It still look like the hump?
Yeah, it's kind of wild, bro. It's kind of wild. All right, Hippie, I'll send it to DIYS. And you know what? Like, you know what? Hold on. I might be able to just put it up on mine.
The glimpse that I saw didn't look terrible. I feel like it had a nice little brown.
It looked good, right? It looked like it was gonna be solid as fuck. And then
the texture.
Yeah.
Oh, he cuts into it.
Yeah. Let me see. Answer.
What is camel hump? I thought it was like a water reservoir or something. Ugh.
Nah, we were lied to, bro. We were lied to about that part right there. Hold on. Let me see if
for
I
real?
Can. Yeah, not that. I'll send that on.
A camel's hump is primarily composed of fatty tissue. This fat acts as a concentrated energy reservoir. Oh, it stores energy. I thought it was just a water.
Here we go. I got that. This is gonna be so gross. All right, let me see. Is this a share button? Yeah, okay. Slots
VDS. Oh, this whole time it's not, they're not drinking water out of their hump, they're getting fat energy. That makes sense.
Okay.
So they just have stomachs on their back.
Yeah.
Now that part looked good. Look like turkey.
Bro, oh my god, I can't.
That's the hump.
Yes.
Okay.
Look at the juices and everything.
Bro, I can't. I'm so sorry. Okay. I'm so sorry.
That part. Did you see the slime?
I'm so sorry.
Did you see the slime?
I don't think so.
Hold on. Is there a way to? I wish I could go back.
Wait.
Again. We in Dubai, and this is my first time ever trying a real camel.
Whoa. Is that how you're supposed to get into it?
Yeah.
It's on the second bite after he crosses the first
bite. Bro, oh my god, I can't. Bismillah.
Okay.
Bro, I can't.
Whoa.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Watch.
Oh. I'm so sorry.
That's what did it for me. That part right there. When he bit into that shit and that slime was like, oh.
So is it all fat? Is it all fat? That's crazy. That wasn't any of the just the camel meat. It was just all humpback.
That was all the hump.
Damn, and he was in Dubai too. So that's
his boys came over and ate it right after. He called. He was like, "I'm gonna call my boys over." Like that's they're used, they're accustomed to this type of delicacy.
Camel. Damn, camels have a rough life. I didn't know they were being eaten like that. They already kind of got to carry everything,
eaten, my boy. Anything can get eaten. When you get hungry enough, your options are low. Anything could be dinner.
Mm-hmm. Humpback. I don't know. Would you try it?
Hell no. I'm good, man. I'm good. I said I want to know what the patty at the place is made out of, because it might be like out of like
the actual meat.
Back leg. That might be a little bit more. You know what I'm saying?
I'd like be down that. To try the yeah. I'd be down to try a camel burger or steak, but I don't know about the hump. Because yeah, that's just all fat, right? Yeah. Hang on.
Yeah, I'm good on that. You can take that to the bank. I ain't going to do it. You know what I'm saying? That's where the buck stops, bucko. But while we're talking about bucks, let's talk about Prize Picks, because this episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. And whether you are starting a new routine or making player picks for the first time, trying something new can be hard, but in life and on Prize Picks, it feels good to be right. With high pressure playoff matchups every weekend and elite hoops action almost every night, the action never stops, and Prize Picks lets you take control. Now, I've been told y'all a lot of times I ain't the biggest sports ball player, but Prize Picks I can get behind. That I mean, come on, man. It's not that difficult right there. Like, you pick two or more players, and you pick more than or less than on their stats. It is easy as that. And now they have a new feature alert, right? Prize Picks has now established early payouts. If your player gets hurt or your player gets off to a hot start, you now have the option to cash out on those winnings before the game even finishes. Missing your fantasy team? My league is already over, but with Prize Picks, I don't have to wait to next year's draft to keep playing fantasy. Prize Picks lets you play fantasy football every week, even in the playoffs. So you get to pick your favorite players, and when they hit their projections every week, no draft required. It don't get no better than that, folks. All right. Prize Picks puts their users first. So with all withdrawals, they're done fast and secure, and Prize Picks accepts most major payout methods. I'm sorry, let me say that part again because it's not payout. Prize Picks puts their players first, their users first. So with all withdrawals, they are fast and secure. Prize Picks accepts most major payment methods, making deposits into your account quick and easy this sports season. So download the Prize Pick app today and use the code DIYS to get $50 off and lineups. There's no off on that one. I just threw that in there. All right, we gotta do that part again. Wait, Hippie, is this going up? Like, are you gonna edit this too, or are you just putting this right on up? Because I might have to just. Oh well, all right. Well, let me just tell y'all again, man. Let me run it again. Download the Prize Pick app today and use the code DIYS to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Forget what I said before. That's what it is. That code is DIYS to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, baby. Feels good to be right.
Forgot we were live.
I didn't know she was going to pull it down, you know what I'm saying, like for any little quick edits and then throw it right back up. Because you can replace it, you know, YouTube, you can cut out the part, just replace it a little bit sometimes. So, you know,
just telling me we were live and it was a gamble.
I would tell him I was having a stroke. as a gamble.
They'll be like, all right, fine. All right.
Ah, okay. I was rooting for me too, Manny. I was rooting for it, you know, but listen, man, sometimes you know, I'm working on it. You know what I'm saying? Old habits die hard. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do one more story before we get on up out of here. You feel me? Let's go with... the skunk? Nah.
The skunk.
Okay, let's look at the study links cat ownership to schizophrenia risk.
Whoa.
Pat, you want to take this one? Because schizophrenia bound to like just ruin my life and I just can't go out.
Study finds cat ownership may be linked to higher risk of schizophrenia. I knew it. Researchers in Australia reviewed studies from the past 44 years across 11 countries and found a significant positive association between cat ownership and schizophrenia-related disorders. The connection has long been hypothesized, often linked to exposure to the parasite Toxoplasma gondii, or Gondii, I'm going to say Gondii, which can be transmitted through cat feces and has been associated with changes in the brain and personality. Okay, I didn't expect it was going to end like that. So they're being exposed to the stuff in cat shit.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that there was, they've been wondering this for a long time.
Now, cat people are weird, man.
I always thought if you look at a cat and you look at how cool and adorable and fun a dog is and you pick the cat, something's up.
Yeah. I don't. Cat people, I like how self-sufficient cats are.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like any animal that be shitting all over the place, man. Like, I just ain't never been big on that right there. And cats are, they just look at you like they planning your death. Like, every time they look at their owner, they're like, cats look at you over their shoulder like, I could kill him.
Buying something that doesn't like you is crazy.
How would I kill him? Probably wait to go to sleep. They arch it back, sit on his face and claw his head so he can't breathe. Cats be looking diabolical. I don't trust them, man. I don't trust them.
I just don't get why they're so mean. Like, dogs are happy to see you. They're full of energy. Dogs will actually make you get your life together, because if you have a dog that's too strong, you'll start working out or exercising with the dog. But cats...
Dogs are happy to see you because they can't do shit on their own.
Cats can't either.
Nah, cats... Listen, they can hunt. You leave food out, cats, they know how to portion it. They're going to make sure they got enough for a little while. They can get their water like that. They'll figure out how to get in their lid. They'll hide. You know what I mean? You go looking for the cat. The cat will make you fight for their love. Dogs are whores. They just give it up. They go belly up. They be like, yeah. They don't even make you work for it. Dogs are easy fucks.
Whoa. Talk about clipping out of context. And I'm in that.
Cats make you work for it. Cats ain't letting you fuck on the first night. Cats gonna be like, yeah, all right, you bought some food, nigga. So what? Clipping niggas out here buying food.
Is fucking a pet in this? Is it petting? All metaphor. Got it.
Metaphorically. Of course,
okay. Metaphors. All metaphors. I don't know. I feel like I've been a dog person my whole life, and that might be a part of it too. Like, if you did you grow up with cats or dogs, you know? But I don't know. I feel like I see more dogs get away with casually nasty. No. I see more cat owners and cats get away with more like casual gross things around the house than dogs. Like, dogs might be like, you know, it might be nasty in terms of their situation with you cleaning up their waste, but cats are the ones that be walking across counters and they be there when they're cooking. I don't really see like dogs in everyday gross stuff. It's just their poop and their pee, but cats be like making everything. They be making like leaving hair everywhere in weird places, like
hair balls. That look, that shit right there. Like, well, stop eating your own fucking hair, you fucking weirdo. You know what I lick without eating it?
Yeah.
That's like horrible eating coochie.
But it's also their owners are clearly schizophrenic. So now we know why. Now we know why these potlucks are all cat infested. It's because of schizophrenia.
Yeah, man. Anybody that has a pet shouldn't be able to bring anything to the potluck unless they just buy their shit straight from the store. You know what I mean? But if you're making something, you shouldn't be able to. You should have to tell people you have pets, or you put that on a little card that says what it is that's underneath this aluminum foil. Hey, this is my best attempt at macaroni and cheese. In parentheses, I have a cat. In all caps, right? Let us don't take away our choice. Let us make an informed decision.
But who's going to
risk our life on this hairy ass mac and cheese?
What kind of freaky ass niggas gonna see that and be like, ooh, cats, and then want to eat it? You know, that's some freak shit.
Hey, black nostalgia nerd, eating butt is different. Okay, because you're not really eating butt. You're more of like a sommelier. You're tasting it, swirling around, spit it out. It's not being digested.
Sommelier. So you would basically just lick it and be like, oh, this is a 1988 or whatever year she was born.
Good summer. It's 1984 right here. This is a
1984.
It was a good summer. Yeah. Record highs that summer. Record highs.
But you know what's not in butthole? Cat hair. So that was a weird example. That was a weird example.
Listen, man, I think that was a great first episode to bring us back into the new year and the swing of things, man. I got some shows coming up, man. Actually, let me let y'all know where I'm going to be at real quick. I think I'm kicking it off in New York, maybe. Let's see. I'm going to be at Sesh Comedy in New York, and then I'm going to be at the Detroit Mic Drop. New York is going to be February 21st. Detroit is going to be February 22nd. Then I'm at the Attic. And I don't know where that is. I think I'm in Ohio then. I got the website coming, guys. You know what I'm saying? So y'all have that too. But the Attic is going to be March 6th. And that is going to be, did she put it in there? In Columbus, Ohio. And Planet of the Tapes is going to be the next day. And then I'm going to be in Chattanooga on the 8th. So got a couple chances to see me early on. We're going to have a great time. This year is going to be flooded with tour dates, guys. So get your motherfucking overnight bags ready if you got to travel. It's going to be a good time. I do plan. Oh, Pat, you going to DreamCon? Somebody asked. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm trying to come to DreamCon this year. I'm trying to do everything this year, man. I'm living out of a suitcase this year. I'm living out of a Most suitcase. Life. Yeah, man. What you got going on, Pat?
For me, Planet Sandwich is live on YouTube and Twitch every single Wednesday, except next Wednesday. I'm filming my new interview show with All Def, working title right now, but Tahir is going to be on it, and that should be rolling out in the next few months.
Yeah. As always, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Tahir Moore.
Patrick Cloud.
And we'll see you on the next episode of Damn, Internet, You Scary. Peace, guys.
Later, y'all.
Yeah.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.